You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday. Happy Friday from a rather chilly Cape Town, but I am having the most incredible adventures. I did mention last week that I was going to be coming down to Cape Town to spend a couple of weeks in the beautiful mother city and check out some of the cool goings on here. And I'm going to be sharing about them on the show this week as well. So stay tuned because it's going to be a goodie. Let's get started. There's so much on the go. I feel like since we've come down to level two, restaurants and wine farms are opening up their doors, events are starting up again, and I of course, for one, have always been a big advocate of supporting local businesses and helping our local suppliers, etc., to keep their doors open. So I'm very excited to share about all the things that I've got lined up for you today. Let's get started. So some exciting news, because you know I always like to start off with exciting news. This depends. If you're a coffee lover and you love Starbucks and you live in Cape Town, then you are going to be delighted to know that Starbucks has affirmed its bullish view on the South African market with a bold expansion into Cape Town, scheduled for later this year. This was announced by Adrian Maisy, who's the owner and CEO of Rand Capital Coffee, who's the custodian of Starbucks in South Africa. He said that their Starbucks launch into Cape Town was initially intended to happen in June, and then obviously COVID hit and they had to place everything on hold, triggering several hard decisions that impacted all their partners, and they had to do some renegotiations and stuff. But several leases are now in place in the mother city, an investment initiated in the requisite supply chain, which the company has brought in-house. Starbucks is excited to be launching in South Africa. Starbucks began in 1971 as a roaster and retailer of beans, ground coffee, tea, and spices with a single store in Seattle. And today the company connects with millions of customers every single day with its own special taste and offering that has seen the company grow to more than 30,000 retail stores in 80 markets. That's absolutely incredible. So if you love Starbucks and you live in Cape Town, you want to find out more, you can head on over to their website, starbucks.co.za, and check out all the latest news and see when they are going to be opening. They didn't give us a date. Don't forget that everything that I talk about on the show today is available on my website as well. That's heatherhook.com. So you can head on over there and check out everything that I talk about on the show. So it is Heritage Month officially. If you live in South Africa, Heritage Day takes place on the 24th of September and is a call for all South Africans to remember where we came from, our past, and what has led us to where we currently are now. So we are going to be celebrating that, but we like to, being South African, we like to celebrate the whole month round. And being Heritage Month, Anthony Rupert Wines invites South Africans to take one of our country's best loved pastimes to a new level. Now that we can hang out with close friends and family, gather around the fire, we need to, it's a little chilly here at the moment, we can all open a bottle of Cape of Good Hope's Rubix Rivier Syria 2015 and make your braai outstanding with the perfect pairing of steak and Syria. Whether it's grilled over the coals or prepared in the comfort of your kitchen, it's a well-known fact that meat dishes pair perfectly with bold red wines, and that is exactly what the Rubix Rivier Syria 2015 is all about. It's got a full fruit flavor profile, bringing some sublime contrast to the slightly bitter, richly charred flavors of flame-grilled steak. And this, they've got some beautiful photos here. This looks like an absolutely great idea. I think I'm definitely going to be doing that. I'm going to be visiting Anthony Rupert Wines next week. So I think I'm going to get myself a bottle of the Rubix Rivier Syria 2015 and try it for myself. You can find out more on their website, capeofgoodhopewines.com. Yum, yum. Any excuse to celebrate, right? Speaking of celebrating, I have spoken about them before on the show. I'm not a huge drinker of energy drinks, but I do have a soft spot for Score. And I think it's just their like fresh fruity flavors. They recently did like a cool passion fruit one, which was so cool. And they say they're an energy drink with attitude, and they most certainly are. And they are a proud supporter of youth development. They've just released a limited edition can in a striking African print inspired design in celebration of South Africa's Heritage Day. The limited edition Score Sparkling Cranberry is available in selected outlets for the entire month of September in recognition of the nation's diverse cultural heritage. Score is also offering loyal fans a month of consumer rewards and a chance of getting their share of 250,000 Rand in cash when purchasing these heritage cans. In addition to the on-pack instant rewards, further prizes are also up for grabs, with the most striking name for Score's limited edition sparkling cranberry flavor. To enter, you need to follow hashtag ScoreYouDecide on Score's social media platforms, or of course visit their website scoreheritage.co.za. These limited edition Heritage Day cans are now available in store and are available at around about 10 Rand a can. So that's not bad. And it's a nice big, it's a 500 ml as well. So go, if you are available and you check out those cool pattern Score cans, I think they're really quite cool. Now here's something that you're going to love. City Lodge Hotel Group offer you more weekend at less cost. Yes, you heard me right. Interprovincial business and leisure travel is allowed, and City Lodge Hotel Group has launched its weekend special rates, so say hello to summer. The weekend special started already on the 21st of August, and it is valid for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, applicable for one or two persons per room per night for room only. Breakfast is charged separately when you book. Bookings can be made via a number of direct channels, including telephone, walk-in, email, or on clhg.com. They've got some great rates. A Fairview Hotel Nairobi in Kenya from $149 a night. Courtyard Hotels from $9.99 per night. City Lodge Hotels from $7.99 per night. And Town Lodge Hotels from $7.49 per night. The special is obviously subject to rate availability and may change without prior notice. The offer cannot be used in conjunction with any other specials or negotiated rates. So they're obviously following a full health protocols. You need to book. So just make sure that you head on over to their website, clhg.com, and go check out their weekend special. Their tagline is less spendy, more weekendy. And that resonates with me, because who doesn't need more of a weekend right now? Now, here's something cool to do this weekend if you're up in Joburg. For decades, retail space in South Africa has been prohibitive for most local artisans due to super long leases, really rigid costs, and just making things like quite difficult for up and coming young artisans in this country. Defying the norm, Hyde Park Corner has opened up a beautiful creative space for the entrepreneurs of Karma's Makers, giving them a platform to bring their incomparably eclectic mix of creations to Joburg for the first time. This marks the start of an exciting new trajectory for Hyde Park Corner, with some innovative concepts in the pipeline in the coming months as well. So Karma's Makers is traditionally an incredible exhibition of creative talent, and they've really reinvented and popped up in a most stunning space in Hyde Park Corner. I actually went through to check it out last week, and I was so impressed. Beautiful handmade soaps and body products, earrings, clothing, baby goods, beautiful skirts, t-shirts, just everything. They've got a little coffee bar there. Obviously, strict COVID protocols. You need to wear your mask at all times. There are sanitizing stations, but they really have, with the lift of the lockdown now to level two, allowing shoppers to come in. And they said that they'd been so busy, and I can certainly understand why. Obviously, as I said, it is COVID-19 screened and certified with required controls in place. And it's also a cashless system will be in operation, with a single central pay point for shopper convenience as well. So if you are in the Joburg area and you're near Hyde Park Corner, do pop in over the weekend. They're going to be running for a couple of months. Do pop in, go check them out and see what they're all about. You can also check out more on their website, which is Karmers, karmers.co.za. Now, the Takara tasting room is open, yay. And if you love good wine and you know Takara, then you'll be very, very excited. I'm heading through there on the weekend and I'm looking forward to this. And if you head through to their tasting room, you can be one of the first to get your hands on the lauded Reserve Collection Cabernet Sauvignon, one of three reserve reds from their standout 2017 vintage, all rated top 10 in consecutive South African wine reports. With the easing of restrictions on wine sales during COVID-19 level 2, the Takara cellar doors are open for business for wine tasting and sales once again. Yay! They are open Mondays to Thursdays daily from 9 until 5 p.m. in keeping with level 2 regulations, but they can be tasted daily besides the roaring fire in the tasting lounge. So if you want to purchase wine, you can only do that obviously within the government's regulations of 9 till 5 Mondays to Thursdays. You can still wine taste any day of the week though, that's absolutely fine. And if you want to buy outside of the government specified hours, you can obviously of course do that online on their website, which is takara.com. I'm so excited. I'm going to check it out. Do stay tuned because I'm going to be sharing more about that next week. Now this week I went through and spent some time at the beautiful Steenberg Wine Estate in Tekai. Absolutely stunning and open for business as usual. I love that sound. That's like music to my ears. We had an incredible wine tasting. The weather was a little bit iffy, but we sat inside near the fire and had an absolutely incredible wine tasting with the cellar master. Her name is Elunda Basson. They shared so much information with us about the Steenberg wine farm, about the regions, about Katerina, the owner of the farm who bought the property back in the 1700s. And yeah, we just had an incredible, incredible tasting. And then we headed through to Bistro 1682, which is open. It was full, obviously, again, within, you know, social distancing. Tables are set apart. Everyone's wearing masks. There's sanitizing. Everything is, of course, of the highest health and hygiene protocols. But they were open and they were busy and their menu was absolutely delicious. So if you want to go for the wine tasting, that happens anytime that you like, Monday through Sunday, obviously, while they're open. Again, wine sales restricted between 9 to 5, Mondays to Thursdays, as per government regulations. And Bistro 1682, which is considered Constantia's darling for relaxed bistro-style fare and tapas, has reopened, as I said, their bistro, and it is all systems go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Chomping at the bit to dish up all their cherished seasonal creations, Chef Kerry Kilpin and her team are ready to welcome back guests deprived of their familiar favorites since the start of lockdown. For breakfast, they've got Eggs Benedict, and for lunch, incredible, incredible. We had baby calamari, which was absolutely divine. My dining partner had a risotto, which was fabulous, and I had the lionfish of the day, which was a Cape Bream, and it came with an aioli and a whole bunch of, it was absolutely incredible. Kimchi, absolutely fantastic. I really recommend the Cape Bream. And all of their fish is sustainably fished, and it's sourced from an incredible online platform called Ablobi. I'm going to find out more about them and share more about that on the show as well. But you can actually go online and check what fish are currently in season and what you should be eating and not be eating, because obviously we want to encourage sustainable fishing in our waters here in South Africa. So I was super impressed. Obviously, there's a 10 p.m. curfew at Bistro 1682, but it is the perfect spot for a warm supper. There's a blazing fire. The kitchen was a hive of activity, and it was absolutely fabulous. Bistro 1682 is, of course, open 7 days a week for lunch and 5 nights a week from Wednesdays to Sundays. So they're open 9 till 8 with the last booking at 7 p.m. You do need to secure your table. Give them a call on 021-713-2211, or you can pop them an email, reservations at bistro and then the numbers 1682.co.za. Fabulous. And you can find out more on their website, steenbergfarm.com. Woohoo! Let's support local. That is it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week. As I said, I'm down in Cape Town and I'm going to be experiencing some of these things that I've spoken about on the show. So I'm going to be sharing more with you next week. There's loads on the go. If you're in Joburg, do yourself a favor and check out Karma's Makers. And let's, as I always say, support local businesses, shop local, do all the things that we need to do to keep our country's economy ticking over as best we can, one rand at a time. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you next week. Stay warm, stay safe, and I'll chat to you super soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.